Last year, at last year's conference in Lowell, the conference attendees seemed excited to come here, and so we were very excited to be able to host the conference this year, along with KPCN LPFM in Woodburn, which is a station for farm workers, by farm workers. And there's also involvement from the Portland Center for Public Humanities at PSU, and the PSU English Department have also been incredibly supportive of the conference.
That's Portland State University.
That's right.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you do here at KBOO and how things run? How do you support a station like this in Portland? How does that work?
What I do at the station is I'm the volunteer coordinator, so I work with the 500 volunteers that make the station go. About half of the volunteers are on the air in some capacity. So there's a lot of different things. KBOO has a staff of about 10 full-time equivalent paid staff, and so we have volunteers doing all number of things, from being music directors for specific genres, to being janitors, to being our promotions coordinators, coordinating ticket giveaways, community events workers, and, you know, just an amazing array. So I also helped coordinate training. I interview new volunteers and see what department and what schedule they are able to do, and then I get them introduced to that department and help them get started. I'm also the volunteer advocate, sort of volunteer resource person, so if people have questions or seem to be feeling lost in a really old, complex system, I'm the person they can come to try to help them navigate it. KBOO's 40 years old. We're democratically controlled and operated by a fully elected board of directors from our membership. And so in 40 years, sometimes some of our processes seem really, really cumbersome. And so trying to help volunteers navigate a rather complex committee system so that they can actually impact decision making is part of my job too. So that I consider that, you know, very grassroots connected, as volunteers and our members really run the station in so many ways. I think all of the staff have very important jobs, because, you know, without our outreach coordinator doing her work and keeping us very involved with communities, without our membership and development director doing his work and keeping us funded, you know, we are all very interdependent on each other. Without the programming staff working, the volunteers to actually create the quality programs, I mean, KBOO has more than 95% of our programs are done here in the studios by our volunteers. We're on 24 hours a day. We have no automation. We run Democracy Now!, Free Speech Radio News, and Counterspin. Those are our syndicated programs. Beyond that, you know, the programming staff work with a huge number of volunteers, getting new people on the air, letting people try out pilot shows, especially for public affairs programming. If somebody checks into the station and wants to check out being a news reporter and they have daytime availability, they can start in a week or two. You know, we are really emphatic about inclusion. As long as people agreed to the house rules that were actually started at a all-volunteer meeting about 6 years ago, which is basically to respect each other, to support each other, you know, to not engage in verbal violence or physical violence. As long as people can work with that and with the values in our program charter, which is peace, justice, democracy, human rights, multiculturalism, freedom of expression, environmentalism, and social change, you can agree to that, we would love to work with you. And that's been our attitude, you know, since our inception. And I think that's what keeps KBOO relatively strong and grassroots oriented. It's that direct involvement and empowerment.